sat in a what appears to be a corridor leading to a cinema in the Tate Modern, and I'm sat with Dr. John Peveralis. We have come over the bridge to get out of the city of London. I guess we were escaping, doing a runner, some people might call it. John, what happened?
I was photographing a bank employee, and he objected to my photographing him through the window of the bank I won't name, and called two policemen over who looked as if they were City of London police, yeah, from their hats, who very courteously and politely asked me as a human being whether I would consider deleting the photograph I had taken, and I declined the offer. But then we got very paranoid, didn't we? And we thought we were being followed. And at that point, a helicopter flew overhead as well. So we thought we were being pursued from all sides. So we made a quick dash across the Millennium Bridge. And we're hiding in the auditorium foyer of the Tate Modern.
And we were at the Occupy protest, which is at St. Paul's. It's my first proper walk around, but you've been here a few times now, I think. How do you feel about it now?
I keep walking through it, but it was the first time I'd actually sat down with one of the occupiers and had a good long chat in a Starbucks off the square there. Which was an interesting place in itself, wasn't it? Because it was full of protesters, but alongside were obviously city folk with their laptops in suits. And we had a cup of tea and talked to this chap from Anonymous, and he shall remain anonymous.
Yeah, you drew an interesting juxtaposition, I guess. When he was talking about a lot of the infighting that's happening right now.
Yeah, it's just that I I'm still quite inspired by the whole Occupy movement, but until I talked to the protester today, I hadn't realised that the whole movement was so riven by factionalism. He belonged to the Anonymous group who seemed to be on very bad terms with Occupy London. And also although he said that this was a global movement, and I think he's right, he didn't think very highly of the Occupy Wall Street and the American side of the protest. It reminded me, actually, of Orwell. We were in the City of London, and it's a heavily surveilled area. But particularly, I was reminded of Homage to Catalonia, his book about his participation in the Spanish Civil War, and one particular year, 1937. Experiences, I think, which he himself had said inspired 1984. And what inspired him, well, maybe inspired is the wrong word, what depressed him enough to write 1984 was the factionalism that had riven the Republican movement in Spain at that time, and particularly the sort of conflicts and misinformation that was going on at the time of the split between the Trotskyists and Stalinists at that time.
It was quite interesting, yeah, to hear him talk about it. I mean, to me it sounded a little bit like a battle of egos, because there was credit being taken, yeah, by Occupy London for stuff that Anonymous had obviously set up. And I could see where he was coming from, because Anonymous is quite regularly demonised in the press, and yet Occupy London seemed to be taking control of any good publicity or good connections, good contacts, good interviews that were coming out, and almost a battle of two brands in a strange way.
Yeah, it also reminded me of the civil rights movement in the States in the 60s. You know, the good side represented by Martin Luther King and the baddies, you know, the Black Panthers and Malcolm X. So the reason I'm thinking of that is that Jesse Jackson, I think, is addressing everybody this afternoon. I think in front of St. Paul's, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. I look like it. I said to you, what do you think? Do you think they're going to have demands met? And you said you think that the job has already been done, their mere presence there. Could you explain that?
Yeah, simply, I think the reason I was interested in the whole Occupy movement was that it was a movement that was reclaiming a public space, literally, I mean, physically, you know, by occupying the area outside, you know, one of the most heavy concentrations of private property and capital in the world was being made public again. And there was a high level of debate and issues being discussed which are not even considered in the mainstream political debate in the country. So, yeah.
A lot of awareness being raised. Where do you stand on this?
Where I stand on it is, at the moment, I fully support it and I'm quite inspired by it, at the level of getting people who would not normally protest or be politicized to participate, at least at the level of questioning the assumptions under which political decisions are being taken at the moment on our behalf. I think what I like about the whole movement is that they have refused to offer a list of political demands, and they've refused to engage with the normal procedures there are for carrying on politics. And that's, for me, is the most inspiring thing, is to get people to question the very processes under which decisions and politics is carried on.
Inspiring, for sure. Yeah, it's kind of, I definitely would like to have a look at some of the other Occupy protests to see if they were as well organised as this seemed to be, with its library and its solar setup and its wireless networks and its generators and yeah, so it was quite interesting to see how it operated. Very polite, a very British protest, or they were calling it, and giving out cups of tea and biscuits at one point, apparently.
Was it a thoroughly British protest, yeah, or was it a thoroughly English protest? I can't remember what he said.
No, definitely.
There's potential there for other types of factionalism, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't seem to, you know, have any shortage of publicity. We were seeing TV camera crews from what appeared to be all over the world, and that's only going to get more prevalent when the court case comes up, and I believe this week or next week.
Yes, I think it's imminent. Yeah.
So who knows how long they're going to be here?
One thing we haven't talked about, of course, is as we were making our escape, we noticed there was a vicar there talking to the representatives of Anonymous. So it was quite interesting talking with him about their constant dialogue with the church itself.
And the complicated mapping that you kind of have to have in your head to know exactly where the tents can and can't go, who owned what plot of that particular area, and finding out from him that you may well own the surface, but somebody could own a few feet underneath, which is really interesting. Whether that's something to do with the London Underground, who knows? Yeah, fantastic. Thanks very much for the chat, and thanks for kind of asking me if I was in town to come and see this. Eye-opening. Cheers.
Thank you, Kristen.